counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Flasick from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kahn from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Watson from the Ketamines.
Hey, it's Marty Carpet of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Harder, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, as we do every week. And these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, October 8th, 2013. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 from which we'll play selections from the top 20 albums over the next 2 hours of the program, so stay tuned. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week, and other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out.
Indeed. And if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you as well and give you some exposure on this show. So make sure that you contact us for that. We've got the top 20 today, plus your entertainment 411 from Stephen Karlick of Exclaim Magazine. And we're also talking with Bucky from Royal Canoe there in the next hour of the program. So that is what is lined up for you. And I'm sure there's lots of movement again this week on the charts.
A decent amount of movement. We have not too many debuts or anything, but lots of stuff kicking around. And a pretty big jump for our number two with a pretty big album almost unseating our number one, so we'll see what happens next week, but that'll all be the next hour of the program. In the first hour, we're going to hear from a lot of albums that we haven't had feature on the show yet, so yeah, lots of new stuff coming your way.
All right, let's kick it off with number 20.
At number 20, down from number 17, is Jesse Lanza with the album Pull My Hair Back, and you're going to hear a track called Strange Emotion. After that, you're going to hear Dance Apocalyptic by Janelle Monáe from The Electric Lady, her newest record, which is at number 19 up from 31. And at number 18 up to from number 24, it's The Paper Kites, and from their latest record, States, a track called Young.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20. Do you care? To stay. I don't think that I can go out there Strange emotion.
Earshot 20. Number 19. Dance apocalyptic, bands that make curve, dance apocalyptic now, bands that make curve, dance apocalyptic, bands that make curve, dance apocalyptic now, bands that make curve, dance.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
They wake up. that they'll grow to be as we are. Still only speak with wording of caution. So when we reap what we're putting forward, and here we go.
It's the Earshot 20. Oh, that's beautiful.
Jump the gun. Don't jump the gun, Anthony.
I never jumped the gun. Oh, I did jump the gun.
Okay. That was young. This is some of the high-quality comedy programming you get right here on the Earshot 20. That was Young by the Paper Kites from their newest album, States. They're at number 18, up from 24. Before that, number 19, up from 31, Janelle Monáe from The Electric Lady. You heard a track called Dance Apocalyptic, and starting off that set was Strange Motion by Jesse Lanza from her debut record, Pull My Hair Back, which is at number 20, down from 17.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. We're going to move along now, and coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to have your entertainment news from Stephen Karlick of Exclaim Magazine. But first, number 17.
We're going to start the set off with Deer Tick. Their newest album is called Negativity, and it's down from number 10. And you're going to hear a track called Casa Aqua. That is, as Anthony mentioned, at number 17. After that, at number 16, and from 32, you're going to hear a track from The Albertans and their latest album, Dangerous Anything, which is all the way up from number 32. And when we return, we'll let you know what that was.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
But it's not
Is this it? Is this it? This is it. But it's not the way you can afford your time, or the envy of the friends you left behind. So whenever you go, they can have everything you lose. This is it. Is this it?
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track by the Albertans called Casa Aqua. They're at number 16 this week, all the way up from number 32. Their latest album is called Dangerous Anything. And before that, at number 17, down from 10, it was Deer Tick from their new record Negativity, a track called The Dreams and the Ditch.
All right, we're going to take a quick break from the charts right now. Head on over to Exclaim Magazine. Senior editor Stephen Karlick has your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim with all the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week. First up is soul singer Sharon Jones, who's rescheduled her Dap Kings album after cancer surgery. The singer was planning a busy year with her Dap Kings, gearing up to release a new album and go on tour, but a wrench was thrown in the plans when she was diagnosed with cancer. Now, having completed surgery, Jones has set new plans for early 2014. according to a press release, the postponed album, Give the People What They Want, will be given to the people on January 14th via Daptone Records. The record release will be followed by some touring, though her only date currently scheduled is a show at New York's Beacon Theater. For now, you can hear a first single off the album titled Retreat. This past weekend, Breakout West took place in Calgary, with the celebrations concluding with the Western Canadian Music Awards at Flame Central on October 6th, and the results are in. Among the night's big winners were Hannah Georges for Pop Recording of the Year, Ra Ra for Independent Album of the Year, Jill Barber for Francophone Recording of the Year, Ken Mode for Metal and Hard Music Recording, Mad Child for Rap and Hip Hop Recording, Dirty Radio for Urban Recording of the Year, and John and Roy for Roots Duo or Group Recording of the Year. Saskatchewan's The Sheepdogs took home the Rock Recording of the Year for their self-titled album, while frontman Ewan Curry won Songwriter of the Year. A full list of Western Canadian Music Awards winners can be found at the Breakout West official website, along with the Western Canadian Music Industry Award winners. Vancouver songwriter Dan Mangan has let some details of his upcoming studio album slip. Mangan is currently working on short pieces of instrumental music for the film Hector and the Search for Happiness at his personal studio. At the same time, he's working on a new record, about which he said, quote, I'm demoing all of these new songs that are very much different from anything I've ever done before. At the same time, I'm being asked to write all these songs for the film that are slightly more in my old wheelhouse. It's a push and pull. While music for the score is still coming together, Mangan says that he has, quote, about a dozen songs already written for his next album. These tunes, he promises, represent another step away from the gruff, earthy folk on which he made his name. Mangan describes the songs as having a, quote, radio-heady Peter Gabriel vibe, and reflects that, quote, there's not much about what I'm doing that's cute anymore. I'm kind of over cute. There was a time that I was really into cute, and I did cute pretty well. That's not really who I am now. Details on the album's release are still forthcoming. In album reviews this week, Pusha T released My Name Is My Name. The album takes familiar key elements of Pusha T's previous work to create an enticing product. Opening with the rapid snare of King Push, the album goes knee-deep into an 11-track Coke diatribe, from the introspective Hold On to the menacing Nostalgia. A majority of My Name Is My Name sounds are wrapped in a minimalist Saran wrap that allows Pusha T's cold delivery to flourish, with more abstract drug references than a paranoid dealer over a tapped phone line. Also out this week is the first solo album from Great Lakes Swimmers frontman Tony Decker. The 10-track collection pairs everything down to the bare minimum with haunting results, working within elegant acoustic guitar frameworks, augmented by subtle hints of fiddle, keyboards, and harmonium. Decker's preoccupation with the Canadian state of mind flourishes in his lyrics. Few songwriters are able to convey the country's harsh beauty as well as Decker, which also extends to the album's reverb-heavy production. Prayer of the Woods may be a modest release, but it puts Decker's talent into sharp focus. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is from Toronto rock band Pup, formerly known as Topanga. Their new album will be in stores October 22nd, but for now you can hear Reservoir here on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. We'll be right back. Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 14.
How can I tell you I was wrong? How can I tell you I was wrong? When I am the proudest man ever born, I stand on the horizon.
Great to begin with. surgeon performs precise little cuts, but he's never perfect. He's thinking too much, showing it's really no comfort to me. There's plenty of girls in the sea. There's plenty of girls in the sea, and plenty of those are not women. As soon as you get yourself free, then somebody stops you from swimming. The lifeguard emits his whistle in hand, and it isn't the muscle, and it isn't the tan, no, it's whatever you want it to be. There's plenty of girls in the sea.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track called... I lost my... My sheet's all messed up. That's a good track called Under the Tide by Churches. They're at number 14 this week, up from 22. But just because we wanted to make sure you're on your toes. Listen, I'm going to spill the beans here, Anthony.
I knew you were going to do this anyway.
How can I not? Anthony made some mistakes today.
The ultimate screw up. It only took 77 episodes, 78 episodes.
We played a song out of order. You heard most recently, as I just mentioned, Under Tide by Churches, their latest record's called The Bones of What You Believe. Before that, you heard MGMT from their newest self-titled record, which is at number 13, up from 15, and a track called Plenty of Girls in the Sea. And we started off that set with Stand on the Horizon by Franz Ferdinand from their new record, Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action, number 15, down from 9. And also before that, you heard from Stephen Karlick from Exclaim and the Entertainment 401 and his pick of the week, which is from the brand new self-titled debut record from Pup and a track called Reservoir.
And they all got played. That's the main thing.
We heard everything that we're supposed to hear. Just in, you know, we were just
in a unique order.
Just remixing, you know,
remixing the charts. And just for anybody out there, I find this fascinating. Brian went and looked this up during the break, as Stephen was giving his report. The Pup, the band, is formerly known as Topanga, changed their name because
of the new Boy Meets World TV show that exists apparently.
That is...
I didn't realize... Yeah, I've heard of Topanga before, and I remember listening to their music before, and I didn't realize they changed their name all the way back in April.
But that's crazy.
But now they have
Did that coincide with the announcement of... What is it? Girl Meets World? Is that the new one?
Yeah, they actually came out and said they think that it is BS, and that they don't want to be associated with any Disney crap, and some sort of Jonas... There's other comments... Snide remarks about Jonas Brothers and things like that. You can go look it up and read it. It was on Exclaim.
Well, there you go. So that's why their name has changed. So same great music, different name.
That's right.
All right, we're going to move on. Two more tracks to bring you before this hour is up and we complete the first 10 of the hour. So Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 12.
Here comes Misha and the Spanx from their new record, Girls Like Wolves. You're going to hear a track called Song 10, which is not the 10th song on the record.
And I promise this is the 12th on the charts. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 12. Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
Shotgun Vision. Raised below the bell, made a helpless home, a hopeless little hell. Shotgun Vision. Spies, your haunted hide. Babe, I'm on your side. It's a beautiful collision. Shotgun Vision. Shotgun Vision.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Shotgun Vision by Islands from their latest record, Ski Mask. It's at number 11, up from number 13. And before that, you heard, starting that set at number 12, all the way up from number 38, it's Misha and the Spanx with their newest album, Girls Like Wolves, in a track called Song 10.
And that does it for the first 10 of the top 20. In this hour of the program, you're listening to Canada's Countdown Show for Alternative Radio. I'm Anthony Edmund, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. And each week, we count down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio voice. And we are also carried on a number of campus, community, and online stations. And we thank those partners for airing us. And Brian's going to let you know a few of those people who are carrying the show.
You could be hearing us on Bay of Islands Radio in Cornwall, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Frederick, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Quartz Community Radio, CKTZ in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, The Scope, or EastCoastKitchenParty.net.
And if you want to hear any part of this program or previous programs again, head to radio4all.net. That's radio number 4all.net to download the show. And you can also podcast this show on iTunes. Coming up in the next hour, your top 10 plus, an interview with Bucky from Royal Canoe. You're not going to want to miss that. Stick around. There's a lot more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.